I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Nikki Davila with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 1,975 tons of hay traded this week compared to last Friday. Alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was slow with good demand. Most interests are sold out and waiting for new crop. Retail feed store hay was not tested this week. Prices were as follows. Alfalfa large square bales, good to premium, $125. Good, $115. $125 tarped. Fair quality, $85 to $90.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was very slow with good demand as most interests are concentrating on field work. Large squares of alfalfa rated premium to supreme sold for $145 per ton, with good large squares of alfalfa selling for $100 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in the limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is with the retail stable market hay. In central Oregon, small squares of premium orchard grass for the retail stable market sold between $230 and $250 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated premium sold for $130 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold for $140 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of premium fescue grass sold for $175 per ton for the retail stable market. In Harney County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold for $150 per ton. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.